You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
My word is a lamp.
Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a family Bible teaching ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise the name of the Lord. It's really a privilege to be back here another Saturday evening to continue in the gospel writings of Matthew. We are still in Matthew 13, and this time we are going to be starting at verse 53. We are going to see where Jesus was rejected in his hometown in Nazareth. So we are going to be starting at this time. Let us pray before we begin. Father, we bless you, we honor you, we give you glory. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for what you're doing in this season. Thank you, oh God, that we can come to you, oh God, and call upon your name. Father God, without you, we can do nothing. So we come depending upon you this evening. We pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you'll continue to illuminate your word to us. Oh God, let your word be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We pray in the name of Jesus for your people who take the time out to listen. That, oh God Almighty, you'll continue to illuminate your word to them. I pray, oh God, for those that are not yet saved, that they will come to know you as Lord and Savior. I pray that they will cry out, Jesus, save me. Have your way, oh God, among us. Holy Spirit, I pray, move upon the hearts of your people. Oh God, remove the blindfold from their eyes, mighty God, that the gospel light will shine through. Father, we just thank you right now for what you're doing. Thank you for hearts that are changing. Thank you, oh God Almighty, that you're doing that work that only you can do. For your word said, no one can come to you, Jesus, unless the Father draws them. So we thank you for the mighty draw right now in the name of Jesus, that souls, oh God, will come to know you as Lord and Savior. Father, we bless you and we just thank you for what you're doing and what you're about to do. And we look to you by faith and give you thanks, Lord. We pray in the name of Jesus and we say amen and amen. Bless the Lord. So we are going to go into verse 53. We see Jesus was given speaking on a lot of parables to the people. Remember, he was at the seaside, at the seashore, and he was in a boat. He was using that boat as his pulpit. So we see he was there teaching the people the ways of the kingdom. So he was giving them in parables, and he was asking his disciples if they understood all that he was saying. And they said to him, yes, Lord, we understood. And we see here now in verse 53 of Matthew 13, New King James Version, the word of God says, now it came to pass when Jesus had finished these parables. So we say, as we said before, he was speaking these parables. As he has finished these parables, that he departed from there. So he departed from the seashore. And look on verse 54. When he had come to his own country, that's Nazareth. When he had come to his own country, he taught them in their synagogue. So that they were astonished and said, where did this man get this wisdom and these mighty works? So he went to his own hometown, people of God, and taught in the synagogues. So that the people were astonished. They knew him. So they were astonished. He grew up with them. And said, where did this man get all this wisdom and these mighty works from? Look on what they said in verse 55. Is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? And his brothers James, Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Look on verse 56. And his sisters, are they not all with us? Where then did this man get all these things? So the people were amazed. They were astonished at the teachings of Jesus. He was back in his own hometown. So they were familiar with him, people of God. And it is showing us, people of God, people can get so familiar with us that they don't even accept what we're saying. Is this not the carpenter's son? That's what they ask. Is this not Joseph's son? Is not his mother called Mary? We know Mary. We know Joseph. We know his brothers and sisters. How comes this man speaking like this? How comes? Where did this man get all these things from? Where did he get it from? People of God, they did not perceive. They did not know that this is the Son of God. They did not know that this is the perfect God-man. They grew up with him, so they become familiar with him, people of God. So the word said in verse 57 of Matthew 13, so they were offended at him. They were offended at him, the word said. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor, except in his own country and in his own house. Look at what Jesus said. The people were offended at Jesus. They became angry at him. They insulted him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor, except in his own country and in his own house. So people of God, it is showing us that a prophet is an honorable person. But the prophet does not get any honor among his own people in his own country. And it is showing us so clearly, people of God, many times even among our own people, they do not accept us. You will go and you will bring forth a message, and people of God, they will not accept it. But someone come that they haven't known, an outsider, a stranger comes with the same message, people of God, they will accept it. So Jesus' words are always true. A prophet is not without honor, except in his own country and in his own house. Look at what verse 58 of Matthew 13 says. No, he did not do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. They did not believe him. They were too familiar with Jesus. We know you. We know your father. We know your mother. We know your brothers and your sisters. What they were saying, who are you that you could come to speak with us in this manner? Where did you get all this knowledge from? Where did you get all of this from? Because they did not perceive, they did not know that he is the Son of God, people of God. The word says he did not do many mighty works here. He did not do many mighty works there in Nazareth. Why? Because of their unbelief. They did not believe in him, people of God. We are going to look at Mark's version in Mark 6. Mark 6, 1 to 6. Mark 6, 1 to 6. The word of God says, then he went out from there and came to his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath had come, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many hearing him were astonished, saying, where did this man get these things? And what wisdom is this which is given to him, that such mighty works are performed by his hands? Is this not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? So they were offended at him. But Jesus said to them, a prophet is not without honor, except in his own country, among his own relatives, and in his own house. Now he could do no mighty work there, except that he laid his hand on a few sick people and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief. Then he went about the villages in a circuit teaching. So people of God, it shows here, the word said he could not do no mighty work there. He could not do no mighty work there. Their unbelief has blocked that anointing. People of God, we have to come to understand that unbelief and not accepting the person who is coming to minister to you, that can block, people of God, your deliverance. It can block the anointing that is coming from that person, because you don't accept that person. You don't believe. The word said, no, he could do no mighty works there, except that he laid his hand on a few sick people. So a few little cases, he would heal a few little people who came by. But he could do no mighty work there. There was no mighty miracle that he did there because of the unbelief of the people, and they were familiar with him. Jesus, the word said, marvel at their unbelief. They marvel. He marveled at their unbelief. They did not put their trust in him. They did not believe that he was capable. People of God, because what? He was from their own town, from their own village. He was from Nazareth. So we know him. We grow up with him. Where did he get all this wisdom from? Why is he teaching in this way? Isn't that Mary's son? Isn't that Joseph's son? We know his brothers. We know his sisters. And they were offended at him, people of God. And it is showing us, people of God, many times we go and we will not be accepted. We will not be able to do mighty works in some areas. But go to another area where you are accepted and you see the Holy Spirit will work mightily through you. So people of God, we have to understand Jesus' words when he said, a prophet is not without honor. So don't think the prophet is without honor. The prophet is not without honor, except in his own country, in his own house, among his own relatives, among his own people, among those that he grew up with, among those from his own hometown. People of God, he will not be respected. He will not be honored. Many times, people of God, we are not respected because of the people that we are among. They are familiar with us. They become too familiar. So they will not accept us. And many times, people of God, that blocks the flow of the anointing. People of God, we have to come to that place of understanding and accept God's messengers as they come with the word of truth. Accept what the Lord is saying. See what he's saying and what pertains to your life. You take it and apply it to your life. So we have to come to understand that, people of God, we are called to be people who are not offended by the messengers of Christ Jesus, but we will accept them, receive them, know, hear them, and know if what they are preaching or teaching is the word of God. And if it's the word of God, if it's the doctrine of Jesus Christ, we accept them, even though we might be familiar, they might be our neighbor, but we accept the word that is coming from the man of God or the woman of God. So we have to come to understand that Jesus himself was not accepted among his own people. So when we are not accepted, people of God, let us remember Jesus' word that a prophet is not without honor except in his own country and in his own house. So we have to understand how our Savior felt not being accepted in his own hometown. He went back there to do good like he usually do, but they would not accept him. And he marveled at their unbelief. He marveled at their unbelief. They were so familiar with him. Don't we know him? Isn't he the carpenter? Mark's verse and say, isn't he the carpenter? Show that Jesus also did carpentry as his livelihood. So isn't that the carpenter? Isn't that Mary's son, Joseph's son? Don't we know his brothers and his sisters? So they were so familiar with him. And people of God, it comes to the point of understanding that the same thing will happen to us. Many will not receive us in some places that we go, but we have to continue to go forth and proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. That didn't stop Jesus. He went around the villages and he preached the good news of the kingdom. So let us understand that we are called also to go forth and preach the good news of the kingdom of God. Let us not allow anyone to stop us, but let us continue to go forth on the mission that God has called us. So we are going to go over to Matthew 14, because we have come to the end of Matthew 13. So we are going to be looking at Matthew 14 and conclude this message for this evening. So we are going to be looking at Matthew 14, verse 1. And the word said, at that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the report about Jesus. Verse 2 said, and said to his servants, this is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore these powers are at work in him. So Herod at that time, the Tetrarch, The tetrarch means that he was one of four rulers in a region. So he was not really a king. A tetrarch is below the level of a king, but he was ruling in one of the four quarters of the region. So he was ruling in Galilee at the time. And the word of God tells us that he heard of all the wonderful works that Jesus was doing and said to his servant that this is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore these powers are at work in him. For look at what verse 3 said. For Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and set him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother's Philip's wife. So we see Herod had laid hold on John and bound him, put him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife. Let us look at Luke's version. Luke 3, verse 18 through 20. Luke 3, verse 18 through 20. And the word of God said, and with many other exhortations he preached to the people, but Herod the Tetrarch, being rebuked by him concerning Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, and for all the evil which Herod had done, also added this above all, and he shut John up in prison. So we see John was in prison because John spoke the truth. John rebuked Herod for taking his brother's Philip's wife and for all the evil things that Herod has been doing. So John was not afraid to rebuke this man, this ruler. So we see, people of God, when we are filled with the Spirit, we will be bold enough to rebuke evil among us, to rebuke evil people. So we see here where John was put in prison for what he had said, for rebuking Herod, for taking his brother's wife, and for all the other evil things that Herod was doing. Verse 4 tells us in Matthew 14, because John had said to him, it is not lawful for you to have her. So John had told him, it's not lawful for you to have her. So we are going to look in Mark 6, 16 through 19 and see here. Mark 6, 16 through 19, we refer here. The word said, but when Herod heard, he said, this is John whom I beheaded. So he heard of all the works of Jesus. Now he said, this is John whom I beheaded. He has been raised from the dead. For Herod himself has sent and laid hold of John and bound him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife, for he had married her. So because John had said to Herod, it is not lawful for you to have your brother's wife. So because of that, he put John in prison. So look at verse 5 of Matthew 14. And although he wanted to put him to death, he feared the multitude, he feared the people. John had a lot of followers, people of God. People were following John. He was preaching repentance. Repent and be baptized. Repent for the remission of your sin. He was the one preparing the way of the Lord. He was preparing the hearts of the people to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. So we see, people of God, that although Herod wanted to put John to death, he feared the multitude, because they counted him as a prophet, and he was a prophet of God. Look at verse 6 of Matthew 14. But when Herod's birthday was celebrated, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod. So at that time, the king would call out for dancers, but this time it was his stepdaughter that was dancing before him. The word said, and she danced before Herod, and it pleased him. So look at verse 7. Therefore, he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. So he promised her, whatever you want, he's going to give it to her. So look at verse 8 of Matthew 14. So she, having been prompted by her mother, said, give me John the Baptist's head here on a platter. Give me John the Baptist's head here on a platter. So we see, people of God, that this woman wanted John dead. Remember that Herodias hated John for speaking the truth. He wanted John dead. So he told his daughter, she told her daughter, ask for John's head. Remember, the king had made an oath that whatever you ask for, girl, I'll give it to you. And now she went to her mom. What should I ask for? And she said, ask for John the Baptist's head. Ask for it on a platter. So we see how much this woman hated John the Baptist. She hated him for the truth. He spoke the truth. He was arrested, put in prison for speaking the truth. And we see where she wanted him dead. She wanted him dead. She wanted him out of the way. Look at verse 9 of Matthew 14. And the king was sorry. Nevertheless, because of the oath and because of those who sat with him, he commanded it to be given to her. The king was sorry. The king didn't want to behead John the Baptist. But because of the oath, he made an oath. He couldn't turn back on his oath. He made an oath. He swore that whatever she asked for, she would get it. And he also have people of God, all those noble men beside him. So he had all of those who sat with him. So he couldn't go back on his word. So he had to command for John the Baptist's head to be taken off. Look at verse 10. So he sent and had John beheaded in prison. He sent and had John beheaded in prison. And look at verse 11. And his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl, and she brought it to her mother. So this evil woman was now satisfied. She was now satisfied, for she sees John as her enemy. So she was now satisfied, people of God. This man who speaks truth. This man who was walking in righteousness. This is how his life ended, because of the truth. And people of God, we as God's people must understand that we will be hated for the truth. So John was hated for the truth. And see where he lost his head. His head was brought on a platter and given to the girl who brought it to her mom. And this was a common practice in the ancient world, people of God, to bring the head of the enemy out on a tray. So we see here where they see John as the enemy. John was just speaking the truth. You shouldn't take your brother's wife, Herod. And you are doing all these evil things. Stop it. So we see, people of God, people will hate us for the truth. The truth will always be offensive. So we as God's people cannot compromise the truth, but we have to continue to speak the truth and speak it in love. Many will hate us for the truth. And we see where John the Baptist was hated for the truth. A man filled with the Spirit, a man walking in righteousness. But he, people of God, was imprisoned innocently. He was imprisoned and his head was taken off for no sin that he has committed. People of God, we have to understand, he did not commit a crime. He just spoke the truth. And we see where he was hated for it. This woman hated him and told her daughter, ask for the head of John the Baptist. And we see where the king could not turn back on his word. He could not go back and say, no, I'm sorry I said it. I can't do that. No. They were all of the king's men, all of the noblemen were there. They heard the oath. So he couldn't turn back. He couldn't go back and say, no, I can't do that. But he went ahead and beheaded John. The word said, and his head was brought out to the girl and she gave it to her mom. His head was brought out on a tray, as was the practice in the ancient world. Look at verse 12. The word said, verse 12 of Matthew 14, then his disciples came and took away the body and buried it and went and told Jesus. The disciples came and took away the body of John and they buried it and went and told Jesus. So we know, people of God, Jesus was John's cousin, and they were also here to fulfill the New Testament, to fulfill the new covenant. We see where Jesus was baptized by John, and he said, John, we have to fulfill all things. Remember, John was the forerunner. John came and John went, and in the power of the Spirit, preaching in the wilderness, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. So John preached the kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. Jesus is here. Repent. Repent of your sins. Turn from your evil ways. And Jesus came, people of God. John said, I come baptizing with water. But one is coming after me who is mightier than I. I'm not even worthy to unlatch his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. So we see, people of God, John came as a forerunner. He came to herald in the Messiah King. And we see, people of God, how he lost his life for speaking the truth. He lost his life for speaking the truth, telling Herod that what you did was wrong. You should not have married your brother's wife. And you are doing all these evil things. And we see he was imprisoned for that. And the word tells us that this woman hated John. Herodias hated John and wanted him dead. So this now was the opportunity to get rid of John. So when her daughter danced before the king and he said, whatever you ask, you will get. We see, people of God, she asked for the head of John the Baptist. And we see where John was beheaded in prison, and the head was brought out on a tray to this girl who brought it to her mom. And we see, people of God, that John, disciples came and they took the body. The word tells us in verse 12 of Matthew 14, they took the body away and buried it, and they went and told Jesus. And the word tells us in verse 13, when Jesus heard it, he departed from there by boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the multitude heard it, they followed him on foot from the cities. So we see Jesus heard of John the Baptist's death and went in a deserted place. He wanted to be by himself to mourn the death of John. So we see, people of God, when we stand for the truth, we will be hated, we will be persecuted, but let us continue to stand for the truth and walk in righteousness. God bless you all. We will stop here this evening and continue from verse 13 of Matthew 14 next week, God's willing. Let us pray. Father, we thank you again for today. We thank you for what you have done. Thank you for your word to us this evening. And we pray in the name of Jesus that this word will remind us how we need to stand and stand for what is right. Help us, O God, Almighty Lord Jesus, to be fearless, O God, to walk, O God, with courage, knowing that you are with us. Father, we look to you and we just thank you for your word to us and what you are doing in this season. And we pray, O God, in the name of Jesus, we will continue to show forth the kingdom in every area of our lives. Father, we bless and honor and give you glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray and we say amen and amen. God bless you all this evening. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend and continue to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessings to all. Amen and amen.
In the Lord is love, reproofs of instruction.
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word. Thy word is a lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy word is a lamp.